check in with today's business world and more. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN. Here's Steve Bertrand.
And here we are at 1214 in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Thanks very much for tuning in. Welcome to Tuesday afternoon. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch. Let's jump right to it. John Najarian is on a phone line, and I know John's been watching Wall Street. We all have. The Dow is trading down by around 300 points. I don't know where we are at this moment. Well, speaking of where we are at this moment, John Najarian, where are you at this moment?
I'm at Maison du Caviar in Monaco.
What?
Because here it's just turning, I think, 7:15 in the evening in Monaco.
Well, I do appreciate you joining us from no matter where you are in the world. I think you're talking cryptocurrency there?
Yeah, we raised a bunch of money for some crypto funds over here, and now we're getting to enjoy a lot of great Barolo and some champagne some good company, Stephen. I wish you were here with us.
Well, I'm with you via phone, and you're always good company here. The Dow is down 330 points right now. Peter Navarro, the president's trade advisor, says that this spat with China will ultimately be bullish for the U.S. I mean, the markets don't seem to see that right now, but what do you make of all of that?
Well, Mr. Navarro could be right. Emphasis on could be. Unfortunately, most of the trade posturing and or going on is ultimately not so good for America. But
we might need some crypto investment in your phone line there, John. Are you there? Can you hear me? Well, we were doing so well. Should we?
Monaco is very far.
Monaco is very far. I'm sorry, Bennett. We lost the line. We're going to try to get John back on. But John's talking about the trade war. Also, another thing that is interesting today, that CVS, you know, the pharmacy company, the big competitor to Walgreens, is announcing that they are going to start delivering prescriptions. They've tried it. I think it was in New York. They're expanding it to a few other cities. And we'll make it, I think, a 2 or 3 day delivery, and expect to expand that nationwide coming up a little bit later this year. All right, let's try again. John, are you with me?
Yes, I am, sir. I'll try to stay away from whatever it was that caused us to cut out. But I was saying that I think Mr. Navarro might be right if indeed the president is able to get the intellectual property side of it, Stephen, is the big part. It's not the trade deficit. And hopefully the president gets beyond that. But it's the theft of intellectual property. And I don't just mean movies and records. I mean literally the stuff that makes software work, the things that make our crypto
so John, I'm going to interrupt you, but so how
work.
Does that how
Go
does
ahead.
That work? So then a business goes in and they say, we want to manufacture in China, we want to work in China, and they say, okay, you can do that, but in order to do it, you have to give us access to all of your research and data. Is that what we're talking about?
It's a lot like that. Yes, I could get into greater detail, but you're pretty much spot on. You have to open up how you do what you're doing. And once you've given somebody the secret sauce, it's kind of like Boeing spends literally hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, on creating a wing for their aircraft. That might sound like an extraordinary amount of money, but of course, when they sell tens of billions of dollars worth of those aircraft after they're built, they can recoup it rather quickly. The same thing is true of these software companies. They can't afford to open up the books, if you will, and let somebody see the source code. And yet, China, number one, demands it, and number two...
Well, there we go. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up with John. We gave it a couple of nice shots, and he's joining us from Monaco talking about cryptocurrency. Ford, Boeing, Caterpillar, all down quite a bit today on this trade news. All right. Here we are in the Allstate Skyline studio on this Tuesday afternoon. Tim Roach is in the studio, the CEO of Lender, and we talk about Tim just about every day. Nice to talk to him, actually to his face once in a while. Tim, welcome back to the Biz Lunch.
Thanks for having me back, and congratulations on the new digs. Looks great.
Oh, thank you. It's going to be a while. I haven't learned where all the closets are yet, but eventually we'll get our way around. All right, so let's just start a little bit about, you know, I read a commercial for you every day, and the idea is that, you know, business is booming in this country. There are opportunities out there, but there's not always opportunity for business owners who might have a couple of dings to get capital. That's kind of where you step in.
Absolutely. So, you know, not everyone has perfect credit. For many different reasons, your FICO could be less than desirable by the banks. And so we create a vehicle for a lot of our clients through specialty finance that allows them to have the same financing that, you know, other clients can go to a bank and get. And what we're finding, a lot of even clients today that can be bankable,
right,
still like to use lender because of our speed, our flexibility in payments. Sometimes the dollar amount is greater, but at the end of the day, it's helping out a client that doesn't have a perfect FICO, because that's not the only thing that we look at.
Well, you started talking a couple of years ago, and at the time, about how tight credit was and whether things were loosening up. So give me a little bar graph over the last few years where we are when it comes to businesses having access to capital.
So I thought when we did talk a couple of years ago, I thought the credit started loosening up a little bit. But it's funny, when you have a few rate hikes, interest rates go up a little bit. I felt like the bank started to get a little tight again. And when we talked to some of our clients that were bankable just a couple years ago, and they're coming back and saying, you know what, it's still now a six-month process. I did have a ding on my credit. I couldn't pay this vendor. Some may have gotten a divorce. There's a ton of reasons why your credit can get dinged. And a lot of banks obviously still weigh the FICO so importantly. We do not.
Okay, but you're not going to give money to anybody, right? I mean, you must have a way
we
to
want
check
to, and, Steve. We want
to give money to everybody. Yeah.
No, you have to be in business for at
in
least
that case,
1 year.
I could use a little cash.
Right.
Lunch is coming.
You have to be in business at least 1 year. You have to have a FICO greater than 500, which is a very wide, between 500 and over 800. So we provide that ability for a client to be able to come to us with not, once again, not the perfect credit. You have to have revenues of greater than $15,000 per month. Mm-hmm. So we're willing to work with startup companies. We're willing to work with pretty much any small business, mid-sized business in the United States, but you have to be in business at least 1 year. We did release a starter program that they had to be in business for 3 months with some revenue, and we start out, it's a starter where $5,000 to $15,000, and a lot of times we'll also provide them with a business lender business card.
I would imagine that if it could be tempting for business owners to go to lender or other places and get an advance, get some money, and then go somewhere else and get some money and go somewhere else. I mean, there has to be some discipline involved in the part of the business owner as well. And this is going to be something you watch out for.
This is definitely something that we have to watch out for. Is as much as we all would like to be a kid in a candy store, I think right. You said earlier, right. It is a real issue when you've just given a client a $100,000 business loan, advance, you know, line of credit, whatever it may be, and they have the ability to get another $50,000 in 30 days. And the problem is a lot of businesses are seasonal and they move around. Your cash flow gets a little bit tight, and all of a sudden that daily or weekly or even monthly payment you can no longer make. Well, a lot of other lenders that don't have the truth in lending, they don't believe in doing the right thing, which lender does, they don't play fair sometimes. And all of a sudden you're in a real big crunch and they're requiring that money, full payment, right then and there, plus legal fees. And all of a sudden, you went from having a very thriving business to a business that's going out of business.
So they're making demands of the business owner to whom they've given the money.
Correct.
What happens to you if you were the first to give the money and then the second and third come along?
So there is a thing called first, second, and third position lenders. We're a first position lender. And if a second position lender is involved, sometimes they can force the hand of our client. And ultimately what happens is sometimes the second position lender will get paid, lender will not get paid, and our client goes out of business. So that's the last thing we want to see. We want to be able to help them out and have them understand what the cash flow and the financing they need today is what we're trying to solve for.
Since you brought that up, because one of the things that strikes me when we've talked before is about how you are not just loaning money, which is your business. I mean, you're making money, lending money, but you also work toward sort of advising these businesses, the ones who might have a couple of dings, to keep them out of trouble in the future.
Yeah, we want to help them. If you're willing to come to lender, willing to work with you, and if you know three advances, three financing, three loans later, you're able to go to a bank or you're go to a partner or a, even a competitor of ours, we suggest that. I'm all for making sure that our clients are thriving, they're getting better. That's what we're here for. I don't want to continue to see our clients not be able to get better financing, and that's why we also offer a lot of better rates, better terms, better flexibility. We've created several different verticals, from financing to a lender business credit card to factoring. We're trying to provide our clients with several different ways of getting financing.
Tim Roach is the CEO of Lender. What's that website one more time, Tim?
It's www.lender, that's LENDR.online or .co, and our phone number is 312-319-4769.
Nice to see you again. We'll talk soon.
You too. Thank you.
Check-in with today's business world and more. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN. Here's Steve Bertrand.
We started the program with John Najarian, who joined us to talk about Wall Street. John, of course, from CNBC and was in Monaco today. The phone broke up, but I can understand why, because he's tweeted me a couple of pictures of his intense work there. And they have wine glasses as they stand around and talk to me on WGN Radio. You can see that on my Twitter feed at Steve Bertrand. It's not all work. It's after hours in Monaco, after all. Okay, I'm really excited about this next product, I think, this next guest. It seems like a great idea once he can convince me. Jason Taffler is on the phone line. He's the founder and CEO of Unyte, U-N-Y-T-E, and it is it's an interactive meditation device or app. Jason, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Okay, so I'm going to be a little skeptical right off, but I'm also going to be a future customer, I think. I have tried different apps for meditation, and I'm so impatient. I have no attention span, and I tend to give up a little bit, and I don't stick with it. I don't get the calming that I had hoped for after, 10 or 15 seconds. And so here comes your product, which seems like it might be a great solution for me, but it also sounds like you're playing video games, which I think is the sort of thing we're trying to get away from. So tell me a little bit about Unyte.
Sure, thanks. I hear you and I agree with you. I spent 20 years, working incredibly hard in business, and I tried to meditate many times and my brain was just constantly wired. I was constantly thinking. I really had trouble doing it. It was only after surviving a near-death experience about 2.5 years ago where I kind of was able to, for the first time, try to calm down my mind and body and really understand the effect that the stress was having on me. And one of the tools I found was biofeedback meditation. And so, basically what that is, it gives you a real-time measure of the state of your nervous system, so how stressed or how calm you are. And what we found was, a lot of people like myself who are busy executives, wanted to try to meditate. There's a lot of research that shows the benefits of it, but a lot of people get frustrated, they get bored, it's hard to turn into a habit. So what we did was we combined this idea of measuring your nervous system state with interactive experiences to really just make it easier to learn how to meditate, more interactive and engaging and measurable. And so the key is that we teach very specific breathing exercises. It's not like a really kind of exciting game. It's really calming, peaceful, relaxing exercises and breathing approaches and guides.
Okay,
train you how to do this.
Walk me through it. So then there's a measuring device, right, that you clip on your earlobe, and that measures your heart rate, correct?
It measures your heart rate variability, which is a direct reflection of the state of your nervous system.
Okay, and so which is different than your heartbeat?
Yes, it's more of an accurate measurement of actually if your body's in a state where it's really stressed or whether it's in a calm, peaceful, regenerative state.
And then you look at your laptop or your phone, and you're guided through different meditation exercises, some lessons in breathing and all. But then there are, I'll call them games. I don't know if you use the word games, but there's that you, as you become more calm, you advance through this path or through this game. And so that is to help you sort of figure out what works for you to move you into a more relaxed state. How did I do with that explanation?
Yes, that's correct. So picture someone who maybe is quite stressed or anxious, or you know, this is used a lot in clinics like the Mayo Clinic or children's hospitals or other places where people are really struggling. And you know, if you just say to them, "Hey, breathe," you know, and relax,
right,
it doesn't really help or
right.
work. So this is, you explained it correctly. Basically, think of mini exercises where you're following a certain breathing approach that trains you, and then, for instance, you'll be able to a bridge will build, so you'll be able to walk across a beautiful bridge to the other side of a nature scene. A hot air balloon will take off and land on the other side of the mountain.
So once once you're in tune and learning how to do it, that pays off with you walking across that bridge or whatever. So in a way, you're educated into the mindful or mindlessness that you need to advance.
Yes, we find the real-time feedback with the visual cues and audio cues teaches people how to more consistently get into that state. And we give a very simple score called a resonance score, 1 to 100. If you're the higher, the better. So if you're approaching, you know, 50, 70, 80, 100, you're in a very calm state where your body can heal and relax and you're more mindful. If you're a low score, you're stressed. And so as we teach people how they get rewarded, they become more resilient when they face stressful events in everyday life.
Jason, I don't play a lot of video games, but when I do, I like to win. I become a little more competitive. It seems like there's sort of a clash there between meditation and online gaming.
Well, listen, I think I've been in technology off and on for about 20 years, and I think there are a lot of positives and negatives of technology. I think a big part of our challenges out there is technology being constantly used, whether it's games or social media, which can cause other types of addictions and challenges with bullying. But in this case specifically, what we're trying to use is bridge the gap and use technology for good. And so, you know, we find, you know, if it's interesting and challenging but still relaxing, then that's kind of the nice balance. If it gets to the point where, you know, these games are causing stress or, you know, people are getting too, you know, excited about the numbers, you can always turn the numbers off if you want on the
right.
screen, kind of just breathe. But we're trying to strike the balance.
I think it sounds,
especially young folks are using technology, we want to help bridge the gap so they can use it for good as well.
I think it sounds very cool, I have to say. I mean, I might be sounding skeptical to you, but overall, I kind of like the idea. So you started with a Kickstarter campaign, right? How's business going? Are you there, Jason? I think Jason just overcalmed there. We lost him on the phone line. We'll try with that again. Having a rough day with the phone lines today. Jason Taffler is the CEO of Unite, which is a meditation software. I don't know if we're going to try to reconnect with him or not. That's too bad because I wanted to talk to him a little bit more about the business angle of it. I think the whole thing goes for a couple of $100 and it's called Unite, UNYTE. Jason Taffler is the CEO of it. I don't know if meditation is your bag, but I would like to give it a shot. We're going to try one more time, Jason. Jason, we're just about out of time. I'm sorry we lost you there. But I asked you how business was going. You started with a Kickstarter campaign. How have things been?
Yeah, we had great interest so far. We had about 1,500 people pre-order the devices, and we've shipped all those out. And we just launched our new website a couple of weeks ago, where people can now order, and we're effectively in business. And you know, we're excited about the response so far. And we have both consumers and also a lot of professional psychologists and clinics and schools buying from us. So it's a good mix.
Couple of $100 for the whole thing. How much does it cost, Jason?
So it's the device is $149.95, and all in, including the content, it averages around a couple $100.
Okay, and what's the website? Where can people find more information?
It's www.unite.com, UNYTE.com.
Excellent. Well, listen, it was great to talk to you. I do like the idea, and I wish you great success.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.
This is the Wintrust Business Minute.
Start the timer, because here's the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing and examining Chicago business news of the day. Thank God we don't need to spend our weekends at the mechanic shop anymore. That's all thanks to CarRectly, which is an online platform that allows users to schedule times to have work done on their car. Basically, car shops on demand. All the easy stuff from a car wash or an oil change to body work. Okay, but the best part, they pick your car up, take it to the shop, and then bring it back to where you are. Here, just take all my money. Remember, we're in the age of convenience, and this is the epitome of that. People will always love convenience. And know what they also love? Sports. That's why Chicago-based tech company Stats has seen so much success. They provide sports data across the spectrum of the industry, from big data to businesses, down to the player stats for viewers. And they announced this week that they're expanding to Europe with the opening of an office in Ireland, where they plan to hire 150 new employees. It's more great news for the company, since they were acquired 4 years ago by Vista Equity Partners for roughly $200 million. This is a company to keep an eye on, because there's a lot more to be done between the corporate world and the sports world. That's your Wintrust Business Minute on WGN Radio.
Back to Steve Bertrand and the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN.
I will always have time for a corndog. Welcome back to the Wintrust Business Lunch. As we said, it's a CEO Tuesday on the program. Kelly Tomlin is on the phone line. She's the CEO of Intrend, and we've talked to Intrend before. Kelly joins us today from Detroit. Welcome back to the Business Lunch, Kelly. It's nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here.
And I want to talk about what you're talking about in Detroit, but first, Intrend made some news when it comes to acquisitions. Miller Construction in Indiana is now being taken over by you. Tell me about that, and tell me about the significance of the CEOs in both situations.
Well, definitely, we like to think of it more as joining forces with Miller Construction. We're really excited to combine these two companies. Miller has three generations of transmission experience, and what that means is that we'll be creating one, if not the largest, woman-owned business for our space, the electric contracting space. We're excited about that, but we'll be able to add and supplement our transmission work, which is the high wire powers in the industry, so we're excited about that. So I think it's really, though, an example, Steve, that you can do good and do well, bring the same values to the marketplace, and do something that is pretty traditionally male-dominated and do it well.
And so, of course, you are leading Intrend. The CEO of Miller is a female. It's coming onto your board. Your board is woman-controlled. And tell me about that. And tell me about when... I'm interested, Kelly, in something coming naturally and then something coming in a created or even forced way about having a woman-controlled board. Tell me how that works for you.
I just have to remind us, I know we talked about before, that this is really a good business and a good human story for the Chicago area. Loretta Rosenmeier started this company 30 years ago with one digger, one trenching truck, and now 30 years later, it's from coast to coast, from San Francisco to Washington to Baltimore and throughout the country. Really proud of that. And during that time, there was really this idea that we wanted to bring in all kinds of great people, diversity, women, and just a variety of people to our industry. Our industry has attracted a lot of diversity. So a lot of it was planned from the beginning to find partners who believed in our vision and our values. So it was very planned. But I think this recent acquisition, we really wanted to find a company that shared our values. We wanted to really add to our transmission capability. So when we found Miller Construction, we were excited that it was a woman-owned business, and they did share our values, and they have a phenomenal history and legacy. So it was somewhat accidental, because any company that we would buy would be a woman-owned business and could be certified
right,
under us.
Right. Okay, so right. You're in Detroit for the Women Business Entrepreneur Network, and we just have about 30 seconds left, Kelly, but tell me the number one topic up there. What are people talking about?
Well, all about how women succeed. It's not easy for women and minorities to get the significant funding that you need to really grow large, and that's the reason Intrend does get a lot of attention, because we have been able to do that. So it is all about how women become successful, both individually and collectively, and how they take their businesses to a new level.
Kelly Tomlin, the CEO of Intrend, headquartered right outside Chicago in Union. Thanks very much for talking with us. I look forward to the next time.
Thanks, Steve. Anytime.
It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.